Yeah, I saw the quotes of some LSU guy going, you know, chasing Manziel was like chasing a cat all day long. You know, which is, you know,
that's accurate.
Yeah, I thought so. And again, it would have been more fun to win, but they played pretty dang well, and you can see they only dropped down to 20th. And
well, they acquitted themselves very well for being a first-time team in what most, you know, they say that there's the NFC, the AFC, and the SEC.
Yeah, 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 that's true. So it's, excuse me, we'll see what happens. But there's, you know, this week things are better. They go to Auburn, who's got, like, the worst record they've had in 40 years. They're already ready to get rid of Chizik, the coach there. And
yeah.
So, you know, if the Aggies can help send him packing, that'd be
they
that'd
had
be
their right. hands full with Vandy.
Yeah, really? Vanderbilt? Come yeah. on. Yeah. Anyway, so it's like those smart kids winning football games, like when Rice used to win football games and shock people.
Exactly. Yeah. The Rice band's good, though.
Yeah, they are. That's true.
The Mob?
So, yeah, the one and only the Mob. So more road construction, huh? It's Monday. There's someplace else now. They've already got to the point where you don't want to drive by Walmart on Briarcrest.
Oh, good Lord, no.
That's squoze down to one lane pretty well and going to be for a long time, right? I mean, not like it's a surprise.
No.
This is one of those, you're on Villa Maria and you're about to turn left. Excuse me, you're on East 29th Street. You're about to turn left onto Villa Maria because I caught myself in this situation the other day. I'm on East 29th Street. I'm going to turn left onto Villa Maria toward Bryan High, and I'm going, no, you know.
I'm just going to go around.
I wish, yeah. I was already in the left-hand lane, and I couldn't do much about it, so I went ahead and just kind of cut through campus there at Bryan High, and then I hit whatever that little road is right there, and then cut.
Barrick.
Yeah, cut around behind. No, I didn't even get to Barrick. No, the one that goes by the Aquatic Center.
Oh, okay.
I took that left right there and then scooted around behind Walmart. I probably wasn't supposed to do that. I mean, I didn't break any laws, but, you know, then did that and wiggled through the Lowe's parking lot, and I was out there. I was waving at those people over on Briarcrest where it's down to one lane going, hey, see you, wouldn't want to be you. And that's all right, too.
What are you, five?
Yeah.
Neener, neener, neener.
But now we got 28-18 in West Villa Maria. So then we got the other side. We got the other end of Villa Maria going on over there. And, of course, if you've been over there, they're moving a pile of dirt.
Oh, yes, they are.
That is a ton of dirt. And you know, that's a great idea because that's a portal to the city. When you want to do that, you want to make sure that looks good over there,
mm-hmm.
and you do want to have more than convenience stores, which is basically what we're, and you know, the convenience stores are wonderful.
So is this going to be the Bryan Underpants 2?
Yeah, exactly. It really will. This will be, we'll see how this all looks, but the idea is, I'm sure, having some nice development there, and then kind of pushing, you know, pushing out beyond that toward Aerofit and all that. They want that to develop up. And
because they made Bryan Underpants 1 kind of
yes,
purdy.
They did. Well, they did. They got all that painting and, well, that's tile, though,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Yeah, it's tile.
It's not.
They're mosaics.
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
Don't do it. Just don't.
Could we it could have been just plain color, you know? We didn't have to do the tile.
It's still better than fake rust.
Well,
in College Station.
Yeah, they do. Well, that and they got, have you seen the flyover that becomes Rock Prairie? It looks like they have those giant bolts on the side.
Right,
you know,
but that's what I mean by fake. They painted fake rust on those fake bolts.
Yeah, well, enjoy
it's
that.
It's an artistic choice.
You know what? I guess that, well, yeah, but I don't know that I want to pay for their artistic choice. You know, I just pretty much, if it just, do it.
I'm going to call P. David Romay if you don't be nice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. It's a long distance call, pal. So, anyway.
I'm sorry, was that out loud?
Yeah, you really did. Yeah. So, I was able, and again, because it's all about me.
why we're here.
That's right. I was able to circumvent all this stuff that happened on campus on Friday afternoon. I mean, what an amazing thing that had to be. First of all, to have all the traffic stopped. And again, I don't know how many people got involved in that, and I'm sure there are probably some horror stories out there over how it took you forever to get places. But the strangest thing that I really would have liked to have seen was, of course, they made the students leave the campus, and they couldn't leave on the buses. And so you actually had people walking out. I mean, it's like Moses leading the folks out of the promised land that they were leaving campus and like walking along Texas Avenue by where the golf course used to be and walking, you know, down there and in front of the Office Depot and Barnes and Noble Center and all that. Just students wandering everywhere. That had to be a little bit bizarre. Now, y'all were downtown, right?
Yes, we were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, down there where all the information wasn't given out.
Oh, well, there was a little information.
Yeah, there wasn't very much, though, but I guess I better not get into that because then I'll get in trouble with people.
I'll tell you one thing I learned there.
What did you learn?
I learned that your co-host's favorite chip is sour cream Lay's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will tell you, it's a cruelty joke to put an Irishman across the street from Murphy's on a Friday afternoon having to cover a press conference.
That's right, exactly, yeah.
That was just mean.
But, whatever Kevin's favorite chip is had nothing to do with why we couldn't figure out what was going on campus. And what a scary thing to begin with.
Yeah.
And in talking to some A&M people on Saturday, it couldn't. There's no time for this to happen that would be optimum, but so many things going on with an early football game the next day. You know, there are kids who had to leave their cars on campus, and then they had to go get them because you have to move
in the 12th man lots.
Sure,
absolutely.
Yeah, you can't because the big money donors are going to come in, and then your car's going to get towed away. So, it was something I'm sure they'd rather not do. Okay, I'm going to ask you a math problem now.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Well, no, it's easy. And you have a few minutes to work on it, and then after the 7:30 news, I'll tell you what that number means.
Mr. Downs never said anything about math.
No, it's okay.
It's true.
And again, you get to do it. Folks can do it in the quiet of their own home or their car or whatever, and then they can wait, and we'll have the number for you. And Kevin, I may have you post this on the website later today.
All right, so prepared to copy.
This. All right, what you do is you take your birthday. Okay. The month of your birthday, okay, and then you add the day that you were born, and then you add the four digits of the year that you were born, okay, and you take all those, and then you bring them down to a single digit, okay?
Are you doing numerology?
It's one of those things. And so what we're doing is we're getting your number, okay? That's your number. So it'll be the month, and then the day, and then the year that you were born, and then that will be your number, and we'll let you know what you're supposed to be like because of that.
I've had this done before. I think I'm an eight.
Okay, well, see.
I don't really understand how you're getting a single number.
So, well, okay.
I mean, I got 2007, so do I add those together?
Well, yeah, see, 2007. Yeah, what you've got is, okay, the month you were born, we already know that's October, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. So you got like 10, and then whatever day it was that you were born, and then the year.
Yes.
And then you add all those numbers up, and they'll come to like 37 or something. Okay.
Well, it came to 2007.
No, 200. No. No. What year were you born?
1985.
All right. I'm doing math on the radio. I hate it. Okay.
I mean, how is it? I mean,
right,
even if you were born
me.
In.
Cat,
listen
to me.
I'll walk down and help her.
Okay.
I got
no,
it.
No, it's okay. We'll do it because there may be other people that are having this problem.
Good
okay.
Grief.
1 + 9 = 10, right?
I don't really care that much.
No, you do. Yeah, you really will. This will make you a changed person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, 1 + 9
right.
Is 1 + 9 = 10, right?
Oh, see, I thought you were adding 22 plus the year.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you didn't explain that.
No. Well, I don't know. Kevin seemed to get it, but that's all right.
Well,
that's okay.
Kevin gets lots of things I don't get, apparently.
Okay, so now you've got that. Okay, so you weren't a math major, right? Well, neither was Kevin, right? Okay, so you got it so you can bring it down to one number. You got it? You know what I mean? One digit?
Okay, right. I got you.
Okay, we'll do that.
Children.
Then
now
we,
it's two digits.
Then we also, okay.
Then
you
add those two together.
Okay.
No, we knocked that out of the park, didn't we?
What's so fun about this?
Anyway, well, we're going to find out what your number is, and then there'll be some, I guess, personality traits.
Later.
In the meantime.
Right now, we're just burning it up.
That's right. Now, and also possibly next hour, if we can plow through this first one, we basically have a baby name regret list. Baby name regret.
Apple?
Well, things like that. In other words, what they have done. And we actually have a police blotter from a nearby county that'll give you the idea of.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. 41% of U.S. Americans say they begin shopping for Christmas before Halloween.
I have a friend that's done.
What?
Done.
Now, again, and there could be some deals for that. I mean, that's a good deal. But
very thrifty.
41%. And they're very pleased with themselves, too, right?
Yeah, that's how I know is it was posted on Facebook with a na-na-na-na-na.
Okay, see, yeah, and they'll remind you regularly.
Yes.
Good. Glad Facebook is there to poke people. No winner in Saturday night's drawing for the Powerball lottery. That means that Wednesday, worth $90 million. I know that's only $57 million when you consider cash, and I know there's 175 million-to-one chance that you can win, but you know what?
That'd buy you some Christmas.
Yeah, it would. Got to do that. All right, did you hear about this? This is very strange. Banana boat, okay? The stuff that you put on your skin.
And sunscreen?
Yeah, to keep you from burning. May actually catch your skin on fire.
Well, wouldn't any lotion really?
What?
No, it's the makers of continuous spray Banana Boat Sun have recalled their products. They did so on Friday due to reports that when Banana Boat sunscreen has ignited when exposed to a flame before drying. Well, who's doing that?
The smokers?
The manufacturer says the spray valve could be the problem. I'm going to go ahead and just turn that off.
I'm not here.
I know. The manufacturer says the spray valve could be the problem since it dispenses more product and takes longer to dry. The likelihood of actually lighting on fire is extremely rare, I guess.
Well, that's good.
According to the Burn Prevention Network, and the aerosol sprays are known to be flammable. But you've seen those continuous spray things where you hold it down and it makes a real fine mist for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I use for my daughter all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Just remember it's the Banana Boat brand, and like you say, well, but you quit smoking when you do that, right? You always put the cigarette out. You don't have the open flame going, right?
I try to avoid any aerosol and fire.
Pretty good.
Aggie Oldham.